You're listening to the show about R&R and jerking. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I'm really
one
like,
way or the other.
Yes.
I can imagine like myself being up there. It's just me, and like I could totally see myself like breaking character, just kind of grinning at the audience, like. Especially if they don't laugh, like yeah. I'm kind of like fucked. I'm like, this
you can always just break into one of our recaps, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Sure.
Start playing a recap from a random podcast.
You can start singing your last
Amazing.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And do a Mick Jagger impression. That'll kill.
More,
it'll kill.
A Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, it'll be Bob Dylan's voice, but it'll be Mick Jagger's hips and lips. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hips and lips. Mm-hmm.
That's what I like in my hot dogs.
Ew!
Well, dear PDP, I don't know how
PDF.
To say it.
PDA.
This episode's sponsored by Adobe. If you want PDFs easier, yeah. Adobe.
Dear PFD friends, I have a sad task in front of me.
Uh-huh.
We are gathered here to mourn and celebrate one of our own, one who fought bravely and clearly thought of others before self.
Oh.
I am talking, of course, of Serafina Phalange, who was struck down in the prime of her halflinghood. How sweetly and patiently she lay there on the floor of the boat's top deck with an inscrutable expression on her usually smiling face, as if her eyes would pop open at any minute and yell, "Will!" What would she have contributed had she survived? Maybe she would have conjured up a fantastic storm with the pinky of her left hand. Wait, I'm getting a transmission. Hang on. Yes? Oh, well, that is exciting. I'm sorry, there's been a misunderstanding. Good news. Rafina did not die.
Yay!
Bathwack was able to heal her enough to pick her right up. Phew! Ha! Oh, okay. All right, then on to the next order of the business. My dear PFD friends, I have another sad task in front of me. We are gathered here to mourn and celebrate one of our own. One who fought bravely and clearly thought of others before self. I am talking, of course, of Roscoe LaFleur, whose last words as he fell were, "Assassins! Rafina!" He didn't do that. Can't really do that to Rafina. Thereby alerting those of the party unaware of the fierce battle ensuing a true heroic final action. His occasional melancholic musings on the nature of time and the universe seemed to rise in spirit to meet him as he crit failed twice in a row. His loyal dog did what he could with his mustard-scented saliva gland, but alas, it was not enough spit. The stains of mustard on his shirt flickered and faded away, guys! And now we shall never know more about Rudy! Or Cynthia. Was it Cynthia? I couldn't remember the name.
No, Tanya.
Tanya!
The order I couldn't find it in my notes. Find ourselves enrobed in wafts of lavender-scented mustardness. Wait, I'm getting the transmission, guys. Hang on. Yes? Huh? Yes? No kidding. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
A
sorry again, my friends. Apparently I've gotten the story twisted up. And the mustard gland happened to keep that unconscious Roscoe from slipping into the great beyond.
Yay! Yay!
I can't believe she made the same mistake twice.
What a good dog. Good dog, Roscoe, for saving your master. Good boy. Somebody give that doggy a treat. Oh, no. Hold on. Hold on, folks. I'm getting a new transmission. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Well, my friends, I have a set task in front of me.
Oh, no.
But maybe if I stretch it out long enough, I'll get a new transmission in. And the dog won't be dead.
This is...
Let's try it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, what else happened? Bathwack found his quasi-date taking a strange death threat turn, so he boot flies out of the window after shoving a Maurice Thunderclown, and he goes to find Will, who turns himself into the captain. Shimi traverses the battle scene long enough to assume a seat at the helm, surely to help. And Bathwack chops the bad guy in half. Will finds a theater tragedy mask among a corpse's effects, and Rufina tries to protect the unconscious Roscoe when her lightning storm strikes, and Roscoe casts Balm of Summer Court on Rufina and drives a disorienting spike of energy into the last surviving bad guy. What? Hold on! Hold on, guys! Hold on a minute! I'm hearing absolutely nothing!
Oh.
Eric! Roscoe dog, we hardly know thee. Oh. From the severed arm in your mouth at our first meeting, to the tail by which you were swung to your burial at sea. Our sadness is multi-limbed, which makes no sense, but I'm too verklempt. Eric!
Oh my god.
I'm mad at you.
Oh, that was amazing. Is that it? That's amazing.
That was amazing.
Best funeral I've ever attended.
What's the worst?
One that I helped a random old lady crash because she didn't actually know anybody there.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't realize that until we got there.
You were in the movie Harold and Maude.
Oh.
Ooh.
If you've never seen it, you should see Harold and Maude.
Did that end in a very different way?
It really did.
Abby, that was yeah. Awesome. And actually, this is the saddest I've felt about Dog Roscoe.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't give a shit last week.
Oh, well, you were too busy trying to survive, man.
Dogs go.
I loved that, Abby. That was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
I also loved that it was emotional. A transmission, because I was like, is Abby on another planet? Is David Bowie sending her messages or something?
That's he what is. Said. He
oh, is. This is Bowie to Abby.
Bowie to Abby.
All right. So, you guys are
what did
on
I forget?
I don't know.
Any?
So you got Bathwack cutting the body in half. You got mm-hmm. Rufina doing the cool storm. But let's not forget Will's mm-hmm. badassery with the shadow figures.
I didn't have that.
That's okay. It was too scary. Will. It was too scary for Abby to remember.
Oh, yes, I did. I couldn't fit that in.
Too scary.
It was too much. Mm-hmm. But it was that eye thing, the stink mm-hmm. eye.
The stink eye bite.
Sorry. That's okay. I'm choking.
Anything else that Abby forgot?
That we need to.
At the very end, Bathwack and Will are running to knock down doors.
Yes.
And when Roscoe fell into the water and Rufina said, I wrote this down because I thought it was amazing. This is a good river for him to be in. It'll take Aww. Care of him. Like, holy crap. It was
wonderful.
Amazing. Yeah.
But you left out Roscoe's wet dream underneath Rufina. Couldn't help but notice.
I meant to say that Rufina had inspired the memory of the fairy queen. But it felt like it was dragging on too long, so I
it was amazing.
Speed it
that
up.
Was great.
So Abby, it was so amazing. You know, it reminded me of Peanuts. Like, I don't know why, like probably
oh, that's
the way
funny.
That you know how they tell, you know how like when Snoopy tells a story, when any story is happening, your voice, I think I've said this before too. Like, you have a very distinctive Abby voice in your writing, but it also definitely is influenced by Peanuts.
Every time you talk, it sounds like wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the whole time. I'm like, what is happening right now? That's
we're used to
hear.
It by now.
I literally learned how to read on Peanuts comics
yeah.
books. Like, so that's what I was raised
that's
on.
That's so, it so shows. Like,
so funny.
I feel like it's so true. Don't you think, like, I mean, you don't know Peanuts that well. I used to read Peanuts so
like the old
much.
Ones too. Yeah.
Like too much, but also watch, I love the movies and everything. The voice,
yes.
that, it's just so
yeah,
sweet.
You were definitely
it's,
more strongly connected
it's innocent
to
and
Schultz.
Funny yeah. and like, yeah, it's awesome.
Just endearing.
I love your writing. It's awesome.
Aw, heart, thank you.
You're like the Sally of the group.
I just said Lucy, but also, yeah, she's definitely not the Lucy.
No.
No, oh, I
jerk.
Am the Lucy. I know.
Lucy
she totally
pulls
is.
The football away. I can't believe. Like, stop it, Lucy.
Yeah.
That's the meanest
I know.
Thing.
It's just
is the football
she's,
thing.
Yeah.
Like,
Lucy.
Come on. I used to love Lucy, though. No, I mean, like, I mean,
I
how
hate
do you not?
Lucy.
They're all cute.
Nope. Lucy sucks.
Okay, fine. Abby just said she's Lucy. Now
well,
you're...
that's not good
news. I
guess
we're done.
There needs to be a Jackbox, whatever the heck, role models question.
For
peanuts.
Oh, for peanuts
characters.
Yes, guys.
We can just do it right now.
We don't have to. We don't have to.
I am also always reminded of Frida for Abby, just because you have said it's my naturally whatever hair, multiple like in different jokes.
Hair.
I love it.
Oh, that's
you're
so
like, it's
funny.
My naturally stealthy hair. Like you say things like that. I love it. I love it.
Oh my gosh, that's yeah. hysterical. I don't even know I'm saying it myself.
That's what I'm saying. You totally
out.
Do. Yeah, it's
so funny.
Sorry, I noticed because I love peanuts and Abby loves peanuts.
I don't
and this
know what Frida
we,
is.
Frida, the girl with the naturally curly hair.
That's
like basically all she's there for is she has curly hair that she's always like, oh my God, your dust is going to mess up my naturally curly hair.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Frida Kahlo.
Me too. That was my first
with her naturally
really?
Long eyebrow.
Yeah. Oh man.
Her naturally unibrow.
That's my naturally long eyebrow. Long eyebrow.
You should make that a shirt. Draw Frida Kahlo in the style of Peanuts.
Oh, that's genius.
Write that down
we
on
gotta
your
do
list
it.
Of, he,
I have a list of
some really, I don't have any way to make that my art right now, but I,
just not even related. No, it is stupid, my stupid
yeah,
kind of
they're amazing
of humor.
Though. They're not stupid, they're funny, and I'm like, I want to draw that.
Them?
Yeah, you can read some of them, sure.
All right, well, let me write this one down. What was it? Oh,
Frida Kahlo.
My naturally long Kahlo eyebrow or something. What did you say?
That's Frida.
I was trying to make
Frida.
It work.
F-R-E-I-D-A.
From Peanuts.
Yeah.
You'll know what it means.
But please, naturally long oh. eyebrow, or what was it? Was
yeah.
that what it was? It was
or
so
unibrow.
Funny.
I don't know what would work. We
but
have
I
to
like
work. We have to workshop this, guys.
Naturally long eyebrow. Because it's so funny. Like, that's why, like, yeah, it is a unibrow, but naturally long eyebrow.
Naturally long.
Is amazing. And you know what? Like, she would love it. Because that's the thing.
I would
it
think
so. It is her naturally
exactly.
long
exactly.
eyebrow.
Uh-huh. Does Adam know the original bumper sticker? Have you been on the podcast when
think,
we've talked about that?
I don't think we have.
We have a colleague who has a bumper sticker from a physics conference that says...
Physics concert?
Yes, a physics concert.
Yay.
It's heavy metals. Heavy metals.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
But the bumper sticker says, flirt harder, I'm a physicist.
So
that's
cute.
Very good.
Isn't that
yes.
very good? Anyway. Applies to
yeah. Dragon it applies Bones. To Alex and Bathwack.
Yeah.
Which is why that permutation came
flirt
to
flirt harder. You
that's
might
right.
be trying to assassinate me and my friends, but I have no idea.
Exactly. More.
That's, I think that's
Thunder
the context.
Clown.
In
you guys figured
up.
It out. Yeah. Bathwack's a physicist.
Yeah, we can tell.
That's why his intelligence is 9 or 8 or whatever it is.
Oh,
all right. Speaking of Bathwack, he's ready to punch some doors with his foot.
Mm-hmm.
Punch with his foot.
You guys are on the top deck of the houseboat. Two of the assassins ended up in the water. One was significantly on fire. And the last one was cleaved in twain. The only other figure you know, there were a couple guests on the boat. You didn't see very many, and you haven't seen any in recent seconds. And then there is the captain, Ricardo Odysseus, aka Maurice Thunderclown, who was last seen slumped motionless against the wall in his own cabin downstairs
on the upper level where we are.
No,
right? No, on the lower level.
Yeah, you flew out the window to come up.
So we have to go down the stairs. Oh, I see stairs on the map.
Yeah, there's stairs.
But I wasn't going down them. I was running around the upper level.
Mm-hmm. You flew.
Kicking in doors.
Oh, yeah, we're running. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he can fly or run.
With my
speed.
Yeah, with
my badass friend, Will Pompeian.
Yay!
All right, so you're kicking in doors.
Roscoe and Rafina are following them, right?
I think so.
Well, there was a slight delay because you took the dog and like dropped him in the water, and there was a
whole moment. Took a moment to yourself.
We're behind
right.
At that.
Yeah.
Is Bathwick heading to go back down the way he came up?
Not yet. It doesn't look
jumping
like
jumping off the side. And Mo, I think, followed as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Mo's
Mo,
along.
Like,
he wants to
pet
stab.
The dog and ran away. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're gonna kick in some doors. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this door is open. So you peek in there. I mean, are you just looking? Like, what's your intent? Are you like thoroughly searching, or are you like head in, head out, next door?
Head in, head out, next door. But yeah, I'd be happy to kick in a door, scan the room.
Okay.
If anyone, you know, if no one jumps out immediately to try to kill me, then move on to the next.
Okay. And you're gonna.
The idea is to clear the boat of anything hostile,
of living creatures,
of all people. Yeah, guests. Every guest just grab and throw out into the river. Yeah.
And you're doing the top deck first.
Yeah, counterclockwise.
Okay. Yep. So
looking down from space.
Oh my god! Okay.
What?
I'm just wondering if this guy's gonna get away, and I love it if he does.
All right. So boom. Well, first one, no boom. Peek in, don't get stabbed. Next door, boom.
But can I do it? Oh, it doesn't matter. You're just skipping. You're just
boom.
Telling us.
Maybe faster we split up, but
you
like
don't get
I just
stabbed.
I am following. Will is weird. Is following Bathwack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He is double checking each. Like Bathwack kicks it down, looks in briefly. He goes. He's like steps in a second, but then follows Bathwack right away. So it's like
boom.
Double
head in, checks. Nothing. Head in, nothing. Boom. Head in, nothing. Okay. That was your room, Will. Head in, nothing.
Okay.
Boom, that was Roscoe's room. Head in, nothing. Okay. Head in, nothing. So that's the top.
And then down the stairs on the, is it the starboard side?
That's the right side.
Yeah, the right side. Isn't that starboard?
Yep, it is.
Wow, so smart.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to use boat language because we're on a boat.
All right.
Yeah, but then I won't understand what the hell is going on.
Nautical.
Now I want a starburst.
The starburst side.
And I want port.
Nice.
I am going to go get a cupcake. I'll be right back.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're going to go take a poop deck.
Well, I want spinach. No, I don't. Right to the spinach.
While we wait for Adam to come back with his starburst cupcake, what's your plan for down here? Where are you heading?
Well, I know that one room is occupied.
Do you know the contents of a room? Yes.
My plan down here, I don't know. I might send Will that way to restrain him while I finish the search. Because I don't think Will, like, I can tell him real quickly that,
I don't
what
know.
What is his name?
Yeah.
I forget. It's not Maurice Thunderclown. It is Maurice Thunderclown, but I don't know that. What is his name? It's
Ricardo
Captain.
Odysseus.
So far,
we have been calling him Ricardo
because, like, I feel like there was a moment where we were asking if he had gone by Maurice Thunderclown, and you had said so far we had only heard him called Ricardo Odysseus.
Yeah, yeah.
So as we're
running down the stairs, I'll tell you that, like, I last saw Captain Ricardo in his room, which is right there. Like at the base of the stairs.
Okay.
Why don't you go restrain him and I'll run around, you know,
restrain
I'll circle
him
the
why? Like, Will doesn't
know.
Well,
because he said we're all going to be dead before the end of the night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to go. I'll do that. I'll do exactly. Yep, I'll do that. I'll go right
there.
Gonna go,
okay, you're going to go restrain him. I mean,
Will just leaves.
I am no longer worried. Like, I'm not worried about Will's welfare at the moment. Like, if I'm separated for, you know, two rooms of a search, it's going to be fine.
Will's eyes still black.
No, they aren't. The spell ended, I believe. It's only a minute long.
Wait, is Will going to go restrain him? I'm still confused. Who's going to actually go and restrain
him? He sent me to go restrain.
He is sending Will.
You guys are behind, so you can hear all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm smiling.
All right. So, Bathwack, where are you going?
I'm going to go the opposite direction from Will around the toward the front of the ship.
Okay.
Or boat and back down the other side.
Okay. So the front of the boat is like the dining room area. You can easily see in there. It's mostly glass. You don't see anything immediately in there. There is the kitchen, which you would have to go into the dining room to access. So I don't know what if you want to catch that door, if you're not worried about that.
No, I'll go to the guest rooms because that's where these guys seem to have come
okay.
from.
Got it.
Or at least that's where the battle
yep.
was.
So then you circle around. There's a door here kind of under the stairs that leads to a bigger room than all the rest. Boom, head in, yep. nothing. And you go to the next door. Boom, head in, nothing.
There's nobody on board or there's like nobody attacking?
You haven't seen anybody.
Oh, dang.
Is that weird?
That seems
you haven't
weird.
Seen a ton of people. You saw a couple guests like earlier.
Wasn't
but
a very
there are
well
populated
no
cruise.
Hmm.
All right, now I'll go back and run through the kitchen, and then I'll head over to where Will
okay.
is.
So while this is happening, Will, you're going to
mm-hmm.
the room where Bathwack told you to go. You yeah. listened to Bathwack.
Yes, I totally did. Weird. That's the reason.
All right, so you go in. The door is just hanging open. No. The door's closed. He went through the window. Wait, did you go
He went through the window.
I went through the window, yeah.
Yeah, there's glass all over the floor outside. The window's open. The door is closed. But if you try the door, it's unlocked.
Okay, yeah,
you
I just opened the door.
The bathroom window. Sorry.
You go in, and you don't see Ricardo Odysseus. You do see a smear of blood against the wall on your right.
What?
Sort of like about maybe 3 to 4 feet up and then sort of sliding down.
Ooh, like does smear. It look like is it the hand that if he would have leaned against that and oh just a smear of blood but like I'm thinking maybe he leaned against the door to leave like
it's not
right...
next to the door it's okay. on the right wall if you're at the door like
okay
next
I'm
to
confused
the bed.
All right if I'm at the door it's at the wall to the right
yeah okay. not to the door the wall next to the door the wall on the right side of the room
is there does it look like there are places to hide in this room.
There's the bed, but not really.
Like, under the bed?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Man. And I, okay, do you want me to, can I roll
an investigation
check?
Yes. Please do.
To see if I can see if something's turned over or if I can tell whether he left or not. Sorry, I'm trying to get back to my character sheet. Here it is. Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
Thank you, Abby.
You're welcome.
19.
Yay.
Okay.
Woo.
So speaking of a smear on the wall, you do see a bloody handprint on the door next on the wall next to the door.
Mm.
And you also see a bloody handprint on the railing outside the door, like on the outside of the boat.
Oh, like I think he might have jumped over.
Maybe.
Oh.
Fuck. Do I hear anybody? Like, who do I... How can I tell, like, who is closest? Do I have any sense of, like, Bathwack tearing through the boat or Rafina just
up
the
way? You don't hear Bathwack. Rafina and Roscoe, as you were following along, Bathwack went towards the prow of the boat and Will went towards the stern of the boat. Where do you go? And you heard the reason why they split up. Bathwack told Will to go try to restrain the captain.
Yep.
Roscoe kind of paused and found himself looking
between the direction that Will went and the direction that Bathwack went. Uh-huh. And Roscoe kind of like doubles over and like grabs his head. He's like, he seems like to be in a lot of like pain or distress. Hmm. So he's not following either.
Okay. Rafina, you see what I described before, and you see what Adam just described about Roscoe.
What is Roscoe? What's the matter? Do you need some healing? What's happening?
The first time Rafina ever voluntarily offered to heal anybody.
I don't know if that would even help right now, Rafina. I feel like, ever since I woke up, I'm trying to focus on the situation here on the boat with the assassins. But I feel right now like I'm two people at once, or like I'm in two lives at once. And frankly, this has been sort of increasing for a while now, especially ever since I stabbed that brain underwater. And I've been feeling weird, Rafina. I've been feeling real weird about the Fairy Queen. And about Tanya. And about the shit that anglerfish told me. What was his name?
The anglerfish of love. No.
No.
I know. Come on, Ian.
Ian, yeah. Ionian anglerfish.
Ionian anglerfish, yeah.
What Ian said about who I am, that I am who I am, and then that, but that I'm from another plane of reality, that I'm very old, and that someone is trying to keep me from remembering my past. But I feel like the past keeps leaking through, and it leaked through earlier when you, Rafina Flanchbot, when you were on tops of me. It leaked through. There was a lot of leakage.
Ew. I notice.
And I don't know, Rafina, if this is a memory of the Fairy Queen or if it's a memory of my Tanya. Everything's getting blurry and I think I got a headache.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing, Roscoe. That's amazing.
I'm sorry, Rafina. Are you mocking my pain right now?
What? No, I think this is.
You sound like you're. You sound like you're being sarcastic. Roscoe immediately just stands straight up, like, and the doubling over the drama. Like now he's like, why are you taking like a sarcastic tone with me? I thought you were like a sweet old lady.
I apologize. I think it's because my hit points are so low. I'm having trouble sounding authentic.
Oh,
but I really
do you wanna find a room and heal each other a bit?
I was just gonna offer you some tea. Would you like some tea?
Some tea.
I wonder though. Actually, you've had a lot of this Bear Toggle River air, and maybe it's making you feel a little heady. And maybe you should sit down and reassess the nutrients you've been putting into your body.
You mean the Gwendol cake?
Yeah, it's probably part of it too. I almost forgot about that. Lots of nitrates.
Yeah, help me find a place to. Help me find a place to. God damn it, Eric. Also, I guess it's kind of sad that my dog died.
Oh, Roscoe, it is so sad.
I never really thought about it before.
I think you need a chance to grieve and process so that things can get transformed into something more tangible for you right now.
Okay.
Can you just sit down and breathe a little bit, and I will pour you some tea. And if you want to, you can pour it overboard when I'm not looking. I don't mind. I see Will do it all the time.
I don't want to just sit on the deck of a boat, Rafina. Let's find a place. Let's find like a...
Oh, I know.
Like...
Let's go over to that big spinny thing that has all the sticks coming out of it.
What the fuck are you talking about, Abby?
You know, in the middle of the top of the boat, and like there's windows and there's the stick thingy mm-hmm. in the circle. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, so Will, you're alone.
I'm all hoping right. cool. I'm hoping we'll find you.
You're welcome, KT.
It's funny. I was asking because I was gonna call someone's name, but that's okay because it sounds like nobody's even close and nobody would hear him anyway. So who knows if
you look around, you don't see Rafina or Bathwack or what's his name? Roscoe.
Okay.
I honestly assumed you'd want Will to be alone.
No, so the problem is he knows that somebody has jumped over or thinks that somebody might have jumped over.
Sure.
And so he also knows that he can only like cast light. He can't really see in the dark and it's dark outside. So I can cast light on something that says it's no larger than 10 feet in any dimension. Is there anything on the ship? Like, does it count as, could I cast light on a part of the ship?
Sure.
Or because it's connected to the ship?
No, as long as it's a distinct part, sure.
Well, I don't know if there are any distinct parts.
Oh, this is a 3D printed ship, actually. So wow. No, it's all one single
Dang. I'm just saying I don't know what the description of the boat. Like, I know there's
you
a railing.
You could do it on the door. You like could do it on anything. Like,
I mostly want it. So I'm talking about I want to shine it more onto the water. So like if I could literally get down and touch the side of the boat, okay. If there's something to light up down there, like,
oh, I see.
You know
sure.
what I mean? To see if mm-hmm. I can cast. But then also.
Yeah, there's like a little life preserver on the side.
You oh, sweet.
Cast it on that.
Yeah, I cast it on that. I probably won't see anything.
Sorry, I didn't mention that before. I should have.
Yeah, I need to know how many life preservers are there.
Will the ship of Theseus not work on a 3D printed ship?
What's the ship of Theseus?
The problem about removing a part of a ship one at a time.
And like fixing it as you go. I've heard it about like your grandfather's axe, where you have an axe and then the head wears down and so you replace the head and then the handle wears down and so you replace the handle. Is it still
yeah it's interesting
back?
That's wrong. Yeah, that's the wrong way to put it because it's a ship of Theseus. One time I saw somebody tweet on Twitter
I'm
about
not listening.
they come on, this is really good actually. They
I'm still
tweeted,
not listening.
I don't care, this is for everybody else then.
I think you care.
They tweeted about like a golf tournament and they said like, I guess this one particular golf tournament had like gradually changed so much. Like it had changed the sponsor, the location, the name of the tournament eventually. And they asked like, you know, is it even still the same tournament? And I tweeted back, ah, the Championship of Theseus. Come on.
It's very, it's, I've never heard of it before, but I see.
God damn it, Eric.
But I see that all you did was add the word champion in front of what it's actually called, and it's very clever.
I don't know what the Ship of Theseus is.
I don't exactly. either.
I just explained
oh,
it.
I wasn't listening. I'm trying to play! So what? I'm trying to look at my spells!
It's totally acceptable. It's totally acceptable. It's
I'm
perfect.
Focused
it's
on
perfect.
Actually trying to find this guy. So I'm going to grab the life preserver off the thing and fucking hurl it as far as I can. Like if we're going downriver, that's what he's doing, hucking it.
Lit.
Yeah. And then I can actually cast it twice. So I'm going to do it to the next one if I see something else that I can huck into the river.
Okay.
And then I yell Bathwack really loud.
Okay. All right. So you huck the lit life preserver into the river and sploosh, it lands down. You see, looks like a stick floating in the river.
Lame.
It's not a person. And then you look around for something else to throw in.
Mm-hmm.
You see Bernard sniffing around on the ground near where that bloody handprint is, but a little further to the stern. Wait, front. prow of the boat.
Is that the front?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. And then you yell Bathwack, and as Bathwack appears around the...
Oh, cool. Okay.
The, from the aft. Wait, aft. You went to the kitchen, though.
Oh, I did go to the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the front. You checked the kitchen. There was nobody in there.
Was there any food?
Were you looking for food?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay.
There was something flying out, I might eat something.
As you shoved your head in, there was not a sausage sticking off of the end of a shelf right by the door for you to bite. Sorry. You okay?
I'm sorry, this is just the worst. I've been dealing with this for months. You know that.
I thought that...
$120 boom.
No, it's stupid.
Sounds like the bowling sound you make sometimes.
This one? Nope.
Yeah, that's not
this
it.
One.
Yes, that's the one. That's what it sounded like when KT was moving their thing around.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologize. It wasn't...
Eric, yeah. Eric, what's the point of having a soundboard if you don't know what's going to play?
Yeah.
I think that's part of the charm.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess it is pretty charming.
Some of the things I know where they are. Like, I know where this is.
Oh, yes.
I know where this is. And I know where this is.
Wow, those are very useful. You have to take my word
that those were the sounds I meant to
play. A character that hasn't been around a while, and then two things from not this show. Those are
all right,
what he knows.
Listen, I know where this is, and this is, oh, and this is, and this is.
No, you're just pressing keys.
You could be saying that.
Yeah. You're just saying every key. Exactly.
I feel like Adam and Eric are in a passive aggressive war.
All right. If I want to end the show, I do this. Yay, I did it.
I'm not listening.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You're not in this scene. Will. Bathwack comes around the corner with the sausage in his mouth, and Bernard is sniffing. He doesn't, actually. He's there, but no sausage.
That's meat, Bathwack! No!
Oh, yeah, shit! It's vegetarian sausage.
Yeah.
And Bernard is sniffing around the floor.
Okay, wait, what happens for, I'm sorry, Bathwack comes
him?
Around. No, there's blood on the railing. He's either, I don't know, I tried to
blood.
See if he's in the river. Yeah, he might have jumped in the, he's not in his room. He might have jumped in the river. He might be somewhere. Bernard, what the hell are you smelling?
I'm wondering, did I hit him hard enough that he could be bleeding? I just pushed him against the wall, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
he flew at one point, I thought. He
maybe
really
someone,
hit the
I mean,
wall.
Do you think these assassins Ooh. Came back here and, like, do you think someone hurt him? And I don't know.
Wait a second. I thought you said that he said we were all going to be dead.
He did. And so I threw him against the wall, but I don't think I killed him. I mean.
Yes. So he tried to kill. He knows about this. He's okay with us getting killed. So where is he? So I can kill him and also find out what the fuck is going on.
I don't know where he, I mean, I don't know. Let's find him.
I think I have an idea.
Can you see with all those
Bernard.
Freaking weird eyes on your cloak, man? Look around. Fly over the river.
I assume that if I'd seen him, I would
I would
fly over the river.
Yeah, that's what we, yeah. What? Yes.
Boots! Did you just say that?
I gave you boots. Fly over the river and look for
gone.
Him.
I'm gone.
God, I have to tell him to do everything.
The sentence doesn't even end and I'm off the ground.
Yay.
All right, so you're heading over the river and Bernard's like, yeah, I think I smell something. I guess it's blood. It's going
yeah,
this way.
There's blood. Oh, it's going somewhere. Oh, okay. Stay within. Okay. Oh well. What the fuck
what was
that noise?
Noise?
Sound effect. New sound effect.
New sound effect.
How could you possibly hear that at your house? Like, there are no roads.
This was on
not us.
This was here.
That was Adam.
Oh, got it.
It was somebody.
Yeah, you guys heard it. Yeah, I live near a race car track.
So yeah, you hear that noise as Bathwack zooms away.
Oh, yes! Yay!
Nice.
All right. And then I'm like, all right, where?
Just so the microphone picks it up. Can you guys hear me sniff?
That's a lot better. Definitely.
I want to cast light on like the railing as I go. Like, is it in sections of metal?
Yeah.
Is it longer totally than 10 feet or?
Nope.
Okay, sweet.
It's 9.7.
I cast it as I go to see if I can see what he's smelling, but like.
You can't really see anything.
What are you, crazy, you dog? No, I know how dog knows.
Well, shut up. I can smell things. You know about dogs. I know you're a cat person.
What is it?
How are your cats, by the way?
I don't know. Don't bring that up, please. They're probably starved to death or don't exist.
And he's pointing at one of the small doors on the, like, before the stairs, which you would know. That's where you can go to the turlet.
Oh, the bathroom. Okay.
The boat's commodes.
The head.
Yeah, that's the boat word. Boat language.
Boat language. Yep.
Okay. Then I, if he's trying to get in the door, I'll open the door.
Yep. And you see on the handle, there's blood on the handle.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you open the door. Oh. And you see slumped on the head. In the head? On the... Commode.
The head is on the head, or is the butt on the head?
You see Ricardo Odysseus, unconscious or dead, not awake or aware, on the seat.
Do I see why he's almost dead or whatever? Where is he bleeding from?
I mean, are you inspecting him? Like,
I cast light on the door. Door isn't going to be bigger than 10 feet, I don't think. Right?
From where you're standing, you can't see any, you don't see like any stab wounds or anything like that.
Okay.
His one hand is,
he's
bloody.
Just a halfling, right?
Yep.
I literally just like pick him up by his lapels.
Okay.
And like
his head lolls.
Good.
And as it does,
yeah, lol.
His head waffles. And as it does, you see the back of his head is coated, like it's matted with blood.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Jeez. Wait, so like where he got pushed?
From where his head hit the wall.
Maybe there was some knife decoration sticking out where Bat Flack shot.
Yeah, Abby, a knife decoration.
Sticking out.
He seemed like a risk taker.
It's like framed like a deer. But it's just face out. It's the most dangerous. Like,
this is the weirdest
taxidermy knife head.
The weirdest boat ever. It's got knives sticking out of places, sausages sticking out of places.
Don't get confused between the two.
Oh,
corn dogs sticking out of cakes.
So yeah, that's what you find.
Yeah. Well, I pick him up, and I'm like, what, is he waking up at all? I'm walking upstairs, assuming Rafina's still
you're
up
going
there.
Upstairs.
I'm up there at the helm.
Right,
my way
decorated with something that's either for fighting or for fun.
That's just what this ship is.
Yeah.
The SS Strahd.
Fighting or for fun. All right, so Will's dragging Ricardo.
It's not dragging. He's a halfling.
Lifting.
I can lift.
I meant that.
I am not holding him in a kind way at all. I am holding
That's why I said dragging.
Okay, but before I head up the stairs, I just want to make sure I look in the back. Like, is there anything that that's on the floor or anything that would explain anything?
Give me a perception check, and while you do that, we're gonna check.
Isn't that
in.
More investigation?
No, you're holding him. You're looking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm the DM, baby.
Wow.
You rolled it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
7. You don't see anything.
I'm like, where's
the
toilet?
Go back, we're going to cut back to the helm where Rafina and Roscoe have adjourned. They took a sojourn up there and they've adjourned to the...
Wow.
Well,
the helm.
I think we took an adjourn and we sojourned to the helm.
We adjourned.
Which one of
sojourn.
You, if we were playing role models, which one of you is more like Sojourner Truth?
Shimi.
Shimi's Sojourner Truth.
You open the door and there's Shimi trying to steer the boat in the dark.
Oh my god.
Hey guys.
Shimi.
I don't really know what I'm doing.
Oh no.
Are we in who was here before?
Oh, I don't know. No one was in here.
So the boat was steering itself?
Oh, I don't know.
Was
I just took the handle and turned it. Remember?
Yeah.
What do you mean, remember? Rafina looks...
It means like when you think about something that happened in the past. And... Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm not Ricardo Ulysses. I wouldn't be saying that to you. Go on.
I don't understand. So we were what? Just... So someone just left the boat unattended and it was steering on its own?
Oh, I've never driven a houseboat before. I don't know how they work.
Oh, my gosh. Well, do you feel the need to stop driving the boat?
Oh, I don't know. Do you think I should?
Well, I mean, I'm happy to do it. I am. I do have my raft license.
Yeah, I'm not old enough yet.
Well, and also, you have to take some special courses.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Guys.
What?
Crash. I don't know. Not a lot of guests out there. Assassins tried to kill us, and nobody was steering? I feel like maybe something weird is going on this boat.
I don't think this bodes well for the Yelp review.
What's Yelp?
Well, it's like when like you have a bad experience and you make a noise.
You're like, Yelp! Ah!
Yeah.
Review. You just say review at the end.
It's like a little song and dance. What?
Review.
Well, it seems like you're steering it in the dark. Do you need more lights or something?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how anybody would steer this. Well, I feel like it's a bad time to drive a boat.
Maybe we should
kind of
put
feel
it
like
into
the
park.
Beartago River is like tracks to it is to a train.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, I'm not there.
That's
so.
Fair.
Or there are tracks. It's like the Disney Jungle Cruise.
Yes.
Or 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. We're about to go underwater. Blah, 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 yeah. So, okay. Well, can we just stop the boat? Can you put the brake on or something?
No. We don't want to stop the boat. Jimmy, step away from the...
All right.
Steering wheel.
He puts his hands up in his air, in the air, and just stands.
Rafina, with the rafting license, you take over, but you keep us moving because we're trying to go and find this coyote or something, right?
Okay, but I need a stick.
Okay.
Because when you float a raft, you put the stick in the water and push.
Mm. All right. Well. Do I have to explain to you
that this is not a raft?
That would be irrelevant in our current situation.
I think this is...
you need a houseboat license. You took the wrong classes, Rafina.
This is my way of telling you both that I'm feeling a little stressed about the situation.
Rafina, adapt and improvise. Just extrapolate from the knowledge you do have and apply it.
And as you guys are talking, you see the wheel, like, it's just kind of, like, steering, like, a little bit left and a little bit right, and sometimes it just kind of stays put. It doesn't seem like something where the current is pushing it, or, like, it seems, it's almost as if someone's steering the boat.
Once in a while, it does a figure eight.
Just to show off.
You know what, Shimi? With your hands off of it, it feels like it's still doing its thing. Like, it feels okay, right?
I guess. I did feel like I was fighting with it a bit, but I figured that was just what it was like to pilot a boat this big.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up on a river. I've been on some little boats, but nothing like this.
Right. Right.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
What?
Come over here with me over here in the dark.
All right.
I hope I enter the room very soon.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
What's up?
When we came and found you before...
Which time?
The before time. You said...
Not the after time.
Uh-oh. Are you about to point out a plot hole?
No, I'm not trying to learn a plot hole. I'm just trying to learn loin moi about...
It always happens. 9:53 p.m. That's when Adam remembers to insert the voice.
Loin moi.
First OI.
You said that after we defeated the sliver,
yeah,
you got two sets of memories, right?
Yeah, it was a little weird. It was like there was a time. I don't know even know how to explain it. Yeah, slivers, like different chunks in my brain that like have different thoughts, and it kind of matches but kind of doesn't, you know, like that.
Why? What do you feel like? Do you feel like you're almost two different people in these two sets of memories?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Fuckleberries.
Why? Do you want me to be two different people?
I don't know. Maybe I have the same thing, but like a different strain.
Hmm.
Are you like hoping there's like another one of you where your dog's still alive?
Oh, Eric.
It's all right. I'll be fine.
Oh, I remember I had a pet goldfish once. And like we had it at school. Like we each had like our own little goldfish, and then like we brought it home, but it didn't last very long at home, and that was weird.
What the fuck?
So you killed the glass goldfish?
No, like we all had our own, and we all took them home, and like in a week, like we were they had them in school for like months, and then we brought it home at the end, and. Then it was just like dead in a week.
Oh, yeah. Hey, shimmy.
Yeah.
Could you say the word like again for me?
Like?
Yeah, one more time.
Like?
Maybe that's the two part. I'm not listening.
I appreciate
it. You're not listening? Rafina's there with her fingers in her ears. La 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 la.
All right, well, I don't know. I'm at a loss as to what's happening to me, but I don't like it, and I guess I'm just going to stand over here and not touch this wheel because I don't think my actions...
Oh, but wait, were you trying to find, like, someone who could, like, empathize with you?
Empathize.
And then Will walks in.
Oh no!
That's great. That's very good.
All right, and I'm holding a body.
Empathize.
Stop ruining Shimi, Roscoe. The fuck are you talking to him about?
And Will's holding Ricardo Odysseus limp by the lapels.
Lapels.
Oh hey, did the assassins come for you too? Is he awake?
No. Is he dead? I can't tell. Can Will tell whether he's dead?
Give me a medicine check.
All right. Yeah, like once I'm up here with them, I'll do a medicine check, sure. Because otherwise, this guy's a butthole. Where's medicine? I'm sorry.
Can someone fill me in?
That's natural 20.
For such a stupid thing, though. I know, how is it going to be any benefit?
Always the way.
Well, that's up to Eric, I guess.
He is not dead. You think that he suffered a severe blow to the back of his skull?
Mm-hmm.
He has been losing some blood. You don't think he's going to die necessarily. Okay. You think if you tend to his wounds and give him time, he'll be good, or magic healing will be perfectly sufficient.
Okay. All right. He isn't dead. But do we need him to steer the ship? Because I want him to be dead. But also, I want to find out what just happened. So I would like to talk to him. Rafina, is there a way you can make him talk? But he's still in a certain amount of pain. That would be the perfect combo.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm pretty worn out. I'm going to see what I can...
Oh, no.
What I can...
You guys do that. I don't think anybody needs to steer. But I'm going to stand here by the steering wheel and just watch... As the daylight emerges out of the world, and I'm going to keep watch for whatever sign I received from the god that I prayed to earlier. I'm actively looking for where we're supposed to go for our next part of the story.
All right.
That's what I'm doing.
Sounds good, so, Roscoe.
Thanks, Will.
But
hey, those shadows were pretty cool earlier. Wait, did I see them?
I don't know. You might have been dead. I have no idea. You were hallucinating and everything. I have no idea.
Were still around by the time you woke up. I don't know if you saw them emerge. Sure.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Thanks. But what do we... This guy... Assassins? What's happening? This guy knows something, so I want him to be able to talk. But I don't want to care for him until he is healed. This is not the level of friendship I want with this person. No friendship is best.
Oh, sure, yeah. Ravina, gotta help him out.
Well, is he dying? Like, is he... He's not... I don't need to spare his dying.
No, he's not, like, dying, okay. But also, I don't want you to waste your energy on him, should I ask Bathwack? Bathwack is also flying over the river. Hey, Ravina, can you use your giant loud voice? Does that require a lot of energy? Can you scream at Bathwack to come back?
Well, can't you, like, use your brain or whatever?
I can use my brain, but I thought I have to see the person? Is that not right?
No, not if you know him.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Wow, it's pretty weird that you know my spell so well.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
You're a big fan! All right, let's see. Within range. Yeah, so like, I have to point my finger toward a creature within range. So I go outside, I'm just pointing everywhere. Hello? I don't know, like, that's up to you, I guess, but I'm going to write it down depending on what you say I can do.
Well, Shimi thought it was a good idea, so I think I have to agree with him.
But also, I did ask Rafina, and I didn't give her a chance to respond because I was... Oh, wait, no, you said that. You're the one that said, don't I have a message?
Yeah,
I can do that, but, like, it might take a lot longer. You could also just... I mean, can you... Wait, Rafina, does it take a lot of energy for you to yell?
No, it never takes me much energy at all to yell. I love yelling.
Okay, like that, but that really loud voice you do where we all are like, ah!
My megaphone voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you scream Bathwack's name?
Like he's...
I just wanted to say I am scanning the water for bodies that might be floating.
Yep.
But I'm also slowly breaking away from the kind of rectilinear flying that I was doing before and trying to do some sort of swooping.
Using words like rectilinear.
Yeah, well, Bathwack doesn't know those words, but he knows. I mean, he knows what it feels like to fly.
Yes, he does. He's
a
physicist. Yes.
A right angle. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the only one in Gully's Hand.
Wow.
All right, give me a perception check.
Oh. Okay then.
And an acrobatics check.
Uh oh. There's the acrobatics one.
Okay, your swooping is very poor.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
You have a total of 4 and a 9 for perception. You don't see any bodies in the river.
Oh.
You're too distracted by how...
How terrible.
You're swooping.
You know how fun it is.
As you're trying to swoop, this is like the least satisfied you felt flying.
Oh.
God.
Oh,
wow.
Dad.
I'm not meant to fly this way, like a bird.
And you go back to rectilinear. That feels a little bit...
Reptilinear, like reptile. Oh, reptilinear.
Nice job. Yes, indeed.
Reptilinear. What's that? Reptilinear. Not quite yet.
I don't know.
Reptilinear. What's that? I don't want to think about it. We'd be better off without it. I don't want to think about it.
Wow, MXPX. Years.
Yeah. Responsibility by MXPX. My first concert I ever went to was MXPX opening for Dashboard Confessions.
Oh my god, that's like an Eric concert, right? No. Yes, it is. Don't you like Dashboard Confessions?
No,
really? Why do I even know them at all? Because I don't know them.
Adam?
Yeah, surely me.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Well, now should I listen to Dashboard Confessional?
If you like
really
emo
know.
Music.
Well, they dropped a single early this year. And I shared it in the group thread.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So my child, who was saying goodnight, told me when I explained how Bathwack flies, that he flies just like a castle. Is it the word crenulated? The arrow slits and the like.
I think it's just crenulated, isn't it?
Cren. I said it wrong. Yeah, you're right. Crenulated.
That's good. I like that.
I love it.
He's a flying buttress.
Yeah.
Wow, we are on fire tonight. You
just
guys.
A flying butt.
A flying butt.
That's something like the flying nun, but it's a wait, a flying buttress, right?
It's an
like
actual architectural.
Yes, it is. Thing. Yeah. How what?
KT like can't accept that I just came up with that connection and it's just like, that is just not what?
It was just well, weird. I forgot that it was called a flying buttress, but I'm like, why do I know that term?
Yeah, but KT, so but KT, how about this? Check this out. Check this out. Gargoyle.
Gargoyle.
I wasn't listening.
Very good.
You mean championship? Never mind.
Ship of thieves?
Theseus.
See, it was actually, it was popularized by WandaVision, but I don't know if you guys actually watched
the WandaVision. We watched like maybe six
two or three episodes.
I think Ship of Theseus like got like hugely like known by a lot more people because of the like the second to last episode of that. Maybe I forget which episode, but
interesting.
That's fun.
Yeah. Anyway, so Bathwax, a flying butt.
Trials.
Does. Rafina shout Bathwax's name.
No, she shouts.
Kids,
Will's
go to
name.
Bed.
She can't hear us. I don't think.
No, she can hear us.
Oh.
She's just
sorry.
Muted.
Okay. Somebody is looking for their teeth.
Oh,
that got pulled out at the dentist.
Oh no!
Sure.
So we're literally. This
is
not
Laurel
the type
or Hardy
for teeth. Seriously. All right, I'm very sorry. Tell Rafina what Rafina needs to know again.
I was asking Rafina if... I was asking Abby if Rafina shouts Bathwax's name thaumaturgically.
Yes. Bathwax!
You hear
and
this...
it resonates.
Yeah, resonating out over the water, Bathwax.
Do I recognize that as Rafina's voice?
Oh, you totally do. You feel like you feel your spine straighten a little bit. You're even more rectilinear.
Reptilinear.
All right, I guess I haven't found anything.
No.
And I haven't been swooping very well, so I'll go back to the ship.
Okay.
I'm thinking that was that a alto, soprano, or Rafino?
Rafino! Rafino is my brother.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, your evil twin brother.
Sure. Evil twin brother, Rafino. Actually, I don't know if it's evil. I think it's just twin brother Rafino.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. It might be evil. Uh-oh, did you just give something away?
That's the next
evil
chapter.
Evil twin brother Rafino.
So yeah, Bathwax swoops down. Nope. Okay. Excuse me. He does not swoop down.
Robots down.
He angles down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it looks angled because the boat is moving, but I'm coming straight down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
and then Will is standing there shaking this halfling like,
who can
heal this asshole for me to talk to him?
So I think Abby did.
I didn't see anyone out there, Will.
Right?
Wait, she did?
I didn't. I rolled dice, but then I changed my mind.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh.
Never mind.
Because Will wanted Bathwax to do it. And Rafina's like, okay.
I will, of course, heal him.
Not too much, I say, as you heal him too much, probably.
I don't know. 10 hit points.
Too much juice!
He's supercharged like
Ernest.
Suck it
back out.
And scared in Ernest goes to jail. He's supercharged.
Yes! Ernest. Oh, God, I love Ernest.
Okay. And you feel Ricardo Odysseus stirring in your arms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it not Adam anymore?
No.
No, it's Eric now. Yeah, okay. That's right.
We agreed.
So
the
last thing I heard this guy say is that we'll all be dead by the end of the night. The sun's not up yet.
Bathwax, did you do that to the back of his head?
I don't think so. I did push him.
I don't know, Bathwax. I mean, that feisty... break Shimi's foot and now you do this to the captain.
Oh yeah, you did break my foot somehow, right? Oh yeah.
Oh, you remember now, Shimi. I asked you earlier if you were okay, and you said it was like a dream.
Yeah. It's weird. Anyway, sorry. Not important right now.
Well, I mean, it's important insofar as our friend here clearly doesn't know his own strength sometimes.
Oh, yes. I guess it does apply in this situation, right?
Hey, shimmy, 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 shimmy.
What,
Say the word right for me one more time.
Like. Oh, you said right? Right.
Yeah.
That's not the same word.
I'm sorry, I misheard you.
I'm gonna keep looking for the shape of a rabbit or whatever it is that the coyote god told me to look for.
And while all this is happening, Will is going to be casting suggestion on this guy and saying, If I don't want to waste it, if he's like out of it completely, he's trying to wake him up a little bit, smack his face around. He's not being gentle. He seems to be coming around. Yeah. And he's going to say, why don't you tell me about what happened tonight?
Okay. Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw. What's that? Wisdom saving throw. Not quite yet. Saving throw. What's that?
I don't want to think about it. I'd be better off without it. I don't want to think about it.
Think about it.
All right, he fails.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, sorry, what was the question?
Why don't you tell me about what happened tonight?
What happened tonight?
Oh, wait. You're not dead tonight? These people I hired, they were... What was his voice like, Adam?
Oh, now you want me to do it again?
You just need to get me into it.
I think it's like a shitty voice.
I eventually got to the point. Yeah. Like, it's not quite as low class. It's a bit more upper class.
Yeah.
And like, knowing and flirtatious. So, like, oh, Bathwax.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Like,
those people were going to kill you tonight.
Be prepared for a poor imitation of that.
Oh, no.
I'm prepared.
I hired those assassins to kill you all because I couldn't be with you.
My
head hurts. Something fierce.
Wait, you hired you?
What?
Hired assassins to kill us because you couldn't be with us? Did I hear this correctly?
I don't.
What do you mean with us?
What? I don't. I've taken a terrible blow to the head. I'm sorry. I don't know myself at this moment.
I shake the fuck out of him again.
Stop!
I love that when Will shakes somebody, it's the equivalent of them getting hit by machine gun bullets.
It's because Eric's reacting to my fist going like this. Yeah. He's trying to like thinks that I can just doing this for me. Oh my god.
Yes, I feel like you all have given me a great rejection, and I don't think that I deserved such a thing from you.
Okay, guys, is it okay if I drop him over the city? Please, please, can I fly up and just let him smash on the ground,
no.
Please?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What do you think, Rufino?
Rufino? I think that this is, that we should not, I can't believe you tried to kill us.
Right.
But also.
Okay, Rufino says yes.
I didn't say yes. I want to talk this one out.
No, Ravina, you almost died! Will says that and looks like genuinely like he could have tears in his eyes. That is like, and he says, and Roscoe too. Okay? Not okay!
It's not gonna okay. help anything. It's not gonna help anything. It's not gonna improve anything by killing him. Then we just have one more dead person on
we
our
have
hands.
One less enemy. This guy is our enemy, Ravina. You but let
not
Halula
if we
go.
Talk
what,
to him.
What if this guy gets away and then he and Halula get together and they start their own little fucking army and we have to deal with them everywhere we go?
Don't give the DM any ideas.
I gotta say. No, hold on. Listen. Will. I agree with you. I think eventually we should probably just throw this guy overboard, all right? But I do need to ask him one thing before we do, all right? I'm sorry, Ravina. I know that the dialogue can be super helpful, but there has to be a certain amount of buy-in, like back at the bar. You remember? Like,
I definitely do.
Those Soikis dialogues, they only work if we're all a part of the same Soikis. And this guy, I think he's part of his own little circus. And all I need to ask you is, you remember something happened to you? I think these people mentioned to me that they met you right before they met me. I'm assuming this was shared. But that was before the sliver. And you seem out of it. Is it just because you hit your head? Or... do you have two sets of memories, too?
Well, I do remember wanting very badly to join this crew of adventurers and go with them on a magical journey through the lands. And yet they walked away and left me behind to tend to a hotel that I was working at. And then I also remember owning this houseboat, purchasing it just a few weeks prior. So yes, I do have two sets of memories.
Why didn't you just ask?
Okay. No, wait a minute.
I kind of did.
You all saw him. Was he a different person? There were two
different. He had a different just accent. As lame and small and pathetic as he was before. Begging for friends who don't want to
Don't take
to
out
be
your
his
halfling
friends.
Racism on me.
Excuse me? Excuse me? You think I'm talking about your height, sir? Why am I calling you sir? I need to let this guy... Oh,
well,
you guys.
Roscoe's been up close. Roscoe was like up like very close and was maintaining eye contact with Ricardo, Odysseus. And then once it becomes clear that this is also not the same strain... that he has, he just backs away and slinks back to the wheel, and is no longer invested in the situation. He is looking for the coyote.
Yes, yeah, got it.
Yeah,
but it's like dark out, right? It's
It is dark. Yeah, it's middle of the night. He says, "Wait, what was I gonna say? I had it.
Just use your soundboard." Random soundboard.
Okay. Why is it still going? No, oh shut up. All right.
The button stuck.
He wasn't hitting
any
button.
It's a longer
button.
Sound. It must have multiple
lots of goats.
But I just want to clarify what happened, like how he got injured. What happened to the back of your head, though? How did that happen?
Oh, I don't remember. I was having a nice, intimate time with Bathwack here in my room.
Will looks at Bathwack like total, drags his eyes over to look at Bathwack.
Like a fucking Mean Girls shot.
My eyes just click over to Will and click back.
That is really good. That just the click, that's perfect.
Yep.
And
you were having an intimate.
Yes, and I was getting a little het up as I was remembering the shunning that you all gave me, and we were.
I don't remember the shunning.
I did the shunning, Rafina, and he should fucking take it. Because guess what? If you don't have anything to offer anybody, you shouldn't be trying to glom on to some special people, all right? Nobody owes you anything.
To offer.
Nobody owes you anything, dick. What the fuck are you? Are you a rapist or some shit? Nobody owes you shit. Okay? Go do something. Yeah, like fucking go do something.
He's the ultimate incel.
Yeah. Gross. Absolutely none of us owe you anything. You can't just try to join random groups and then try to kill them when they don't include you, loser.
I just thought it was perfect timing. You were all... I could tell you needed a... There was a piece missing to your cohesive unit, and I would just slot in there perfectly, and you just shoved me aside like another piece of trash.
All right, tell me what you would have offered us. What would it be? What would it be?
Oh, for one, I own a beautiful houseboat.
You didn't at the time.
For one, I worked at a prestigious hotel.
That had a fucking annoying calliope going 24 hours a
but
day.
But I could have gotten you a group rate.
I don't need... Do you think I look like I need a group rate? Get the hell out of here. You know what? Okay, please. Who wants to kill him? Bathwack, come on. Come on. Come on, Bathwack.
Oh,
come
don't
on.
Kill me. I'm no threat to you anymore. I used all my savings on this little escapade.
Okay. You guys, we're not letting him go.
Clearly not a physical threat.
Can I put it
in? Did Bathwack hurt him? Bathwack, yes. Did you do this? Was there a knife chandelier sideways in your room?
A sideways knife chandelier?
Is that the sequel to Knives Out?
Sideways knife. Oh,
that's kind of like what that image is.
Yeah.
A sideways knife chandelier.
Yeah, totally.
That they sit in front of.
I don't think we should kill him.
All right,
yay,
guys.
Hey, Bathwack.
See, listen to Bathwack. I was looking into your eyes in my room, Bathwack, and I could see deep into your soul. You and I, we're kindred spirits.
What we're not going swimming now, though.
No. What are we doing with him, guys? We're not taking him with us.
Let's just drop him off somewhere.
Just leave me in my boat.
He's not going to catch up with us.
Okay.
I'll motor back to
Bantoggle. You do not know how... Oh, man. This little guy wants vengeance for something stupid.
Because of him, dog dead!
Uh-huh. Oh.
Ooh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've been here just waiting for right time
to
say.
Oh, God. Mo, can I just hand them to you? Can I hand them to you, Mo?
Yes, you can hand to me.
I hand them right to Mo.
Okay. Roscoe's looking back over at everything, like a little bit out of the corner of his eye. He's now a bit more invested.
Mm-hmm. All right. He takes him by the same sort of grip you had. Okay, I'll be back. And Mo leaves.
See, there we go. We don't have to handle it. That's just nature. I think Mo is part of nature. He's part of the ecology of this region. And now he's going to eat one of the local fauna. So nobody has to feel bad. It's all good. What the fuck?
I love that it was remote.
That's said fauna.
There you go.
Oh, such
so
a
there
butchie.
We go. Thank you. You guys don't have to be troubled with it. Mo
Rafina is too out of energy to protest too much.
Oh my God. Can Will see that? Oh my God.
Yes.
Will stops being tough and he goes over and like offers Rafina like his hand or something like that to like take her to a bed
I
or something.
Could. Would you like a cup of tea? How about a little? You
God,
look peaked.
No. Don't want your tea. But maybe you should sit down or something. Maybe. Well, okay. What? But this boat. You see, nobody needs to steer it. What is happening with this boat? Like, this is
yeah,
bizarre.
Yeah, it looks like I was trying to do my thing, but I don't know what I'm doing. It felt like I was fighting something at every turn. And we were about to let Rafina take over, but she wanted to steer the boat with a pole. And while we were talking about that, it started just steering
right.
on its
I
own.
I might have been a little too hasty with letting Mo take him away because there's probably a command. Is there a manual anywhere? Everyone look for a manual. Ding, ding, dong.
Oh, hello. I'm Manuel.
Oh.
Steps out of the corner. No, Manuel does not appear.
Manuel!
I mean, can we look around for that? Because, I mean, we need to rest, and I need to know if this boat will just take us places, or Roscoe, are you actually steering anything?
Roscoe has not been touching the wheel at all. He's just standing there with his arms straight down to a set of sides.
Yeah, I think we, yeah. Okay, so what are we going to do? What? Manual? Anyone see one? Instructions? He's looking around for a sign or a book.
We got the instructions already. We got the instructions right. We're supposed to be looking for some kind of shape. Maybe in the sky.
But the ship. Roscoe's looking. What if it crashes, Roscoe?
Roscoe's not listening. Roscoe's looking for a sign of where they're supposed to go to find the coyote.
All right. Give me a perception check.
All right. All right. A perception check.
Perception check.
12.
A 12. All right. So you're like, all right, we're trying to find a rabbit, right? And you're waiting for some kind of sign, whether it's daytime to reveal more or just something popping out of nowhere. And you feel like you maybe see... Oh. You're not sure. Like, it looks like maybe there's light on the horizon, sort of where you're headed.
No.
Yeah, we don't need a manual. We're going right where we're supposed to be going.
But Roscoe, how do we stop? How do we stop? What do we don't know anything about this boat. That's all I'm trying to. Does anyone, Bathwack, look for a manual? Look for something.
Okay.
I mean, I'm like, I could fight it. Remember, I turned the ship real hard and
right, but we also don't want to crash. Like, I mean, now we have our own boat.
Why don't we put a hole in it, and then by the time we get there, it'll be sunk.
Guys,
and
we can have a boat. Rafina, we can have a boat. That's what I want to learn.
But you just got rid of the captain.
Yes, because he's not needed. Right.
I'm off. I'm rummaging. I'm going to go rummage through the cabin. The glove compartment.
The glove compartment, yeah.
Trust me, Will, we don't want this boat. I think the boat that you already have, that Mo found us in, is a good boat that we can have for later.
It's not big enough.
Wait, but doesn't it have other settings?
It's still
don't
not
we know
big
that?
Enough.
Oh.
Personally, it is not big enough.
But you've got your own secret closet.
You
know what,
you guys, how about I turn the boat on? Wait, who has the boat? It's me, actually. I think I have... I have her bag. Was it in the bag? It was, I'm pretty sure. This ding-dang-dong box.
What? Whose bag?
Gwen's box.
It was on the lake at that point.
Wow, we just don't even have the...
We left it behind?
No, then it was on the river. That's what Rafina was in when you... No, yeah, wait, yeah, sorry. Yeah. That's what Mo was in when you met him.
Okay, so one of us has it, though. Like,
correct. Yeah, we have it.
But as far as that, okay, so this has been something, I tried to say it last time, but like, me and Eric had a discussion about this boat. And when you look up the actual dimensions and description of a boat like that, it is legitimately not that big. And that's why Will is like, you guys might want to ride shoulder to shoulder in a rowboat for a while. But like it's not a rowboat, but it's not that big. Like, it's not enough for all the people we have, like, to be comfortable in any sort of way to travel. If you're talking, you know, that's how Will would say. That's like, Will is very like, yeah, Will any kind of luxury. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to do it either. That's for dang sure. But I'm dang. But the boat, I think, is a, I mean, that's just why Will is arguing for it, because like, this is a big boat. And if we have to get across this country, I mean, maybe there's a way to, at least down this whole river to stupid Gully's End, I am saying.
Well, it's D&D, and Eric can do whatever he wants, so he can tell us how big the boat is.
Yeah, this river doesn't go to Gully's End.
This would be a long way around to get to Gully's End.
Guys, I need a water break.
This river goes out to the ocean, doesn't it? Or the sea.
Yeah, it goes out to the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Gully's End has its own river.
Is it called the Gully's End River?
So we have to go out to sea and kind of around the horn if we want to do this on ship.
Yeah, I'll show you.
So where are we? We're on this river?
Yeah, you're kind of.
And we're just headed out to the
PFD
logo.
Whoa!
Oh my god! Wait, but we could take the boat on the ocean, or is it not an ocean vessel? I don't know much about boats.
It's a houseboat. I don't think it's made for that kind of journey. I don't think it's made for that kind of journey, Will. And unless I need I say again, I am a nomadic traveler. I've been to all these places that you want to go. I've got a whole itinerary set up.
Okay, but I need to approve it, Roscoe. As the all new right. guy, you shouldn't be establishing where we go 100%. We're just supposed to trust you.
All right, we'll talk about it sometime.
I don't think you have an itinerary plan, says Will.
No, I laid it out for you earlier. You just weren't listening because Eric set a bad precedent tonight.
I wasn't listening, you're right.
All right, I gotta take a pee break.
Yes, it's yes.
Rails.
Yeah,
yes.
Make or drink water.
Ew.
Make or both.
Don't use that in the same meaning at the same time. Yuck.
No, we're good. We're good. I want to know what happens next.
I don't remember what was happening.
There was a light.
There's a light on the horizon. Roscoe is dead set on just keeping on going, getting to the light, and he's rolling his eyes at Will, who's going on and on about wanting the houseboat.
Oh, yeah.
And Roscoe knows that this is not a good idea. Like, this houseboat's not a good boat for the trip to Gully's End. And Mo killed Ricardo Odysseus, I guess. And
nobody knows. Mo's
not
back
yet. We heard a Wilhelm scream.
You did. A faint one.
We don't know anything about
it. You go out there and Mo is dead.
We heard a Wilhelm scream while Will is standing near the helm.
Wow.
That's my flying
buttress moment. Yes.
Yeah.
Sure
it's
is.
Not as good, but like it's really close.
It's better than a gargoyle.
Please. Oh, did you say that before?
You missed that? Oh, you weren't listening.
He wasn't listening.
Oh, you just wanted to say that again.
But guys, if you look at this, there's like inlets that we could use the houseboat. I'm just kidding. I'm looking at the map. I'm like, we could carve a canal. We could. No, look, go across this inlet right here. Then there's a river right here. And then we hire a caravan and we take
the
caravan to carry the houseboat.
How many camels does it take?
I feel like this is a Charlie in the Chocolate Factory situation where no one knows where the boat is going.
Yes.
And like,
I do.
There's no earthly way of knowing.
Was your idea to... like sail across this bay here to this point?
Well, originally I was not looking at the map. So when I saw the map, I was like, oh, I see why that doesn't make any sense. But also, like, yeah, Will would still argue, let's try to fucking go as far as we can with the boat.
This, crossing the bay in the houseboat, Roscoe does think is a good idea because it cuts down on having to go around here.
Right.
On land.
Yeah.
And there's not even a main road.
There's not a road. Well, yeah, there is. There's one not going...
a, but like to get, you'd have to go like all the way up over.
You'd have to travel
here,
along
unless
the
there's
coast.
Some sort of a. Yeah.
Yeah. So this road, this is good. Yeah, that'll be good. Roscoe's figuring it out.
Will is trying to figure out how to hire a team to dig a canal. You guys think that's stupid, but we're going to figure it out, guys. Canal straight to Gully's End through this whole landmass. Bulldoze any towns in between. It doesn't fucking matter, you guys. We are the saviors.
Scorched earth.
We are the railroad of saviors,
You're
okay? going
to charge across Georgia in the Civil War.
We just need Alex. I mean, we just need Bathwack with a big dead tree trunk, and then we can just roll the whole country flat.
Hi, Alex.
He's still enneagramming.
He's doing
something.
No,
I'm done. I was looking at the map.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool. I thought, yeah. So,
just, I think it's pirate time. I mean, we'll get to the end here. We'll go out in the water, the open sea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
Assassin's
what I was
Creed,
saying.
Black Flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was picturing, because Rafina's idea was put a hole in the boat And before I was thinking of Captain Jack mm-hmm. Sparrow's entrance in the first movie on the mm-hmm. mast of the ship as it sinks to the dock.
It's one of the best entrances. It's one of the best brilliant entrances of any character ever. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The score is, oh, I love that movie.
Anyway. Hey, you guys want to hear my Johnny Depp impression?
Yes.
What is it you want from me?
Well, that's, I mean, it's better than that.
What is it you want from me?
What is it you want from me?
We've never heard you do that before.
We need to make that movie that we were talking about.
Yes, definitely. God,
yeah, we definitely do.
I thought you meant we need to make the pirate movie. We need to make Pirates of the Caribbean the same movie.
I have this great idea for the entrance of the main character. So as all of nothing is happening, the light is getting brighter on the horizon.
I was going to the room where the bridge.
That's where you all are.
Helm.
That's where you have been.
Because we all went there.
That's where we are.
You came and found us, and you were protesting the killing of Ricardo Odysseus.
Yep. I see. So things are closer at hand. I was looking around for. Will told me to rifle through things.
Right, you were rummaging for a manual.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Give me an investigation check. I meant to say that like 45 minutes ago.
I'm the perfect person. I'm the captain for the job now. Here.
As Bathwick is looking for the manual, I'm genuinely curious what is Bathwack's like mood with Mo having disposed of Ricardo Odysseus? Is it just kind of like, well, I tried, whatever?
Wait, what? I think I missed.
Yeah, Mo took Ricardo Odysseus.
Remember the Wilhelm scream?
He took him.
Yes.
So now you have to retroactively roleplay this.
I don't know. Because I don't think Bathwack noticed.
I literally talked to you guys. Like, yeah.
I heard that Mo, that he got turned over to Mo.
Yeah. But then Mo left.
I somehow integrated the rest of that, the scream, as like a joke.
We don't joke on this podcast.
Mo said, because of him, dog dead. Mm-hmm. Will gave Mo the halfling, and Mo left. And then we heard a scream. So,
and remember, Rafina was too like depleted to even make too big of a fuss about it.
I mean, if I hear this, then Bethwack is gonna run out, and you'll go, but
you hear also that you're supposed to be looking for a manual. So you're looking for both for Carlos
and a manual. That's why I'll give up
on the manual if. I mean, I wasn't concerned with Mo taking him aside or like out of the room, but if I hear a scream, I'm gonna run out.
Oh yeah, you heard a scream.
All right. Shoot, was this all like this was forever ago?
Kind of like, how do we do it? What?
So yeah, you run out and
is Mo back? I mean, did
you see Mo striding towards you? Sort of. What is this motion called?
Why can't I think of dusting
your hands?
Failing to clap?
That's my favorite Matthew McConaughey movie.
Slidey clap. Matthew McConaughey.
Wash your hands.
I see. Like, problem solved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mo, what did you do?
Oh, I kill him and throw him overboard.
I'm just going to turn around and walk back in. What the heck?
That was your first ever boyfriend. That's so sad.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's dead. There's nothing like someone else has the diamond. And I have to go fish him out of the river. It's not happening.
Yeah.
I mean, if he really, maybe he didn't realize that, like, I don't know, feel bad for
Bathwack. I didn't think Mo would kill him.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he didn't think Mo would kill him. Maybe he would. If Bathwack would want to come back and make a ruckus about the diamond and reviving this guy, we can go through that. If you want, Will is meanwhile looking for the manual.
It'll be perfect because we'll all have two sets of memories of what happened.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened.
Nothing.
People die all the time around us. I mean, like, it's not an unusual thing for. Yeah, I mean, we kill tons of people, but like, yeah, I mean, yeah, Bathwack would not have done that, but. It's done now. There's very little to do about it.
If you wanted to say something, you are absolutely allowed to say something.
Just mental note. I mean, I'm not. If Mo wants someone,
If you kill they a might dog not around come back. Mo, yeah.
Like, stab, yeah. Stab, stab, stab.
Yeah.
But I mean, those are bad guys.
Well, right. This guy was trying.
Yeah, he was the one that hired us. Oh, thank you, Rafina. See, now we all really know. That's really what we know that Rafina thinks.
But his behavior was so rooted in vulnerability.
It really was.
Yeah, no one knows how to. No one here knows how to show mercy. What the heck?
But I'm really interested.
We can have those discussions.
It doesn't. But it also doesn't have to be like a debate about what we should or should have done with this person.
Right.
I think, though, like, I'm very interested in Bathwax and all of our processing of the idea of justice and mercy.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. Oh,
Bathwax, guys, Bathwax looks upset.
No, that's it. I guess that's all he'll say is, like, it's done, but no one here seems to know about mercy or care about mercy.
I tried and I sit on the floor.
That's rough. I mean, that's, oh God. Sometimes you're just too tired to be good at being merciful.
It's true.
I literally, like, the end of my workday today was so exhausted.
Yep.
And like, I just clocked out and then I snapped at somebody.
Yeah.
I felt like heat in my brain.
Yeah.
And I was like, I refuse to be a victim of your mental illness.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't say that,
but I
all but said it. So I totally feel Rafina right now. It's like, I tried. I'm too exhausted.
I have nothing left.
And I mean, like I was saying, like I was trying to say, like, I think it makes sense if Bathwax says that because like Will and Bathwax all of a sudden were like together for a second. And then like, they have very different views on that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. So like all of a sudden it's back to like, who is this guy? I don't know. I think that is interesting. Our group, I don't know. What do you mean?
He said what? Continue the conversation.
No, Will wouldn't care. Will doesn't. Yeah, he's like, Will, who the fuck cares?
He cares, Will doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know about Moisey, but maybe the coyote god can teach us when we get there, which is hopefully soon.
Yeah, maybe we could offer mercy to somebody who doesn't try to kill all of us.
Maybe we should prepare ourselves for jumping off the boat as we drive by the coyote, because we don't know how to stop it.
I gotta say, I knew a circus performer back in the day by the name of Jacques Derrida. And his big act was reciting an essay about forgiveness. And he would say that reserving Moisey for somebody who deserves it kind of defeats the purpose. He was weird.
He was talking about a dolphin.
Defeats. And he was always defeating purposes.
Amazing. Will's like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we have way too much to do than to worry about somebody messing up our entire goal right now. Does anyone remember? Does anyone remember that this isn't even the world we're from? Not me, at least. I'm not from this place. I want to get back home. I don't have time to deal with people who are going to be trying to throw assassins our way. We don't have time to deal with
that. Wait a minute. You're saying you're not from this reality, you're from another reality?
I think we all are, right?
So, but I mean, I don't. Were you a different person?
No, I am myself. No!
God damn it.
I'm still reeling from the idea that this whole thing with the people and the masks and the everything was just all about what happened with the hotel clerk guy. And it doesn't have to do with another sliver. Are we sure about that? Is that all this was? This whole battle?
Pull out that mask again and like see if I remember anything about a group like this or something. Like, are these just like assassins for hire? Like,
just give me a flat intelligence check.
Oh my gosh! And Rafina needs this to be about the sliver, because if it's not, then all of this happened as a result of her and her group's lack of kindness toward a stranger.
Well, yes.
Spend a luck point to... Okay.
That's rough.
She'll just direct her anger at Will. It's fine.
Oh, I have a luck stone, by the way. Oh, nice. That's a 20 then.
You don't remember any... Wait, 19. No, you do.
Okay.
It was sort of a country ride. Like, it's like a guild that's not just in, like, one place. It's an assassin's guild. It's the tragedy masks.
They're just called the tragedy mask.
Yeah.
I like how, yeah, when I was, like, doing my eye bite spell, I think I looked at the mask and I, like, didn't remember it. But now I'm like, wait a second. Yeah.
The tragedy mask.
Yeah. This is one. And
it was like a carnivore thing, but, like, you knew that they were maybe other places. Also, you think that this mask is magical.
Oh.
Do I have a Stanley Ipkiss moment where the inside of the mask glimmers?
No.
Okay. Ooh.
No.
Good Ace Ventura reference.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, like he just hired assassins to kill us, you guys. This is I don't know why I know this, but these are assassins for hire. I've seen them before.
Maybe you know cuz you hired them.
No, No. these are like the Walmart of assassins, is all I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean?
What if
you
is wanted to... Walmart? This something that I not hear of in Lizard Folk Den?
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't. I'm surprised, actually, there isn't one in your Lizard Folk Den. They kind of pop up everywhere.
Walmart is basically like our Kmart. So you had Kmart there, right?
Yeah! Blue Light Special! Walmart's
Luminescent Lobster Special.
Lobster. Amazing.
Oh, wow. All
right, so as you all have a half-hearted conversation about morality and...
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, are you good more to say? You
know, I didn't know what was really said. Kmart? Walmart?
No.
These are like the, you know, Walmart. Sure, there's Walmart.
Right. Walmart. Well,
I don't know. I'm just trying to... But then the Kmart thing, and then I don't know what's real. I'm Walmart.
Neither is real. Walmart does not exist in Six Rivers.
Okay, but he says something like that. It's the... I don't know.
We need to come up with the... Sure.
Court jester of...
The court jester.
There's no Walmart in fantasy worlds. That's what we're realizing here. That there's no equivalent.
No Walmart.
Thank God.
That's what makes it fantasy.
All right. So these are just like, you know.
Assassin's Guild are mom and pop Assassin's Guilds.
But if I've known about these guys, they have a mask. They have a thing, a shtick. Like, you know, they're hireable. This was not this nothing. It's just a bitter little guy. No.
Well, that's annoying, and I want to rest, but do we already see light on the horizon over there? I'm not going to get to rest.
We never get to rest. I'm sorry.
I forgot, but I need to at least have that time, that space.
Okay, let's lay you down somewhere. Why don't you run into your
I'm already
room?
On the floor.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess, what time is it?
I don't know. 2 a.m.
How is there light?
We're the only ones left on the daylight? Boat now.
Whoa,
as far as we know.
That's weird.
Well, now that the captain's dead, we should kind of like see.
Were all the guests just assassins? Were those the
only
guests?
Are Mr. and Mrs. Howe?
Oh my God, were all the guests the assassins? Abby's right.
There's probably a way to page everybody
totally
from
what it
the...
is.
All there were no real guests. They were all just hired assassins.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, because if we haven't found anybody, unless they killed everybody, that's who the people were.
We fed those guys corn dogs.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, they ate our corn dogs.
Not ding,
ding,
dong.
What? Ding, ding, dong.
Why don't we share the...
Oh my God.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
This was like one of those riddles where it's like, the doctor can also be a woman. It's like, the guests on the boat were the same.
They were
the assassins. Oh.
I love that. It took us so long.
It did take us a long time.
That took us, not as long
as
it took.
Because I never describe anybody.
That's true, though, because you didn't tell us how many guests there were or anything. So we're not that stupid.
It's all
but
very
Abby
vague.
Is super smart. Good job, Abby.
Yeah,
it didn't take us
brain.
As long as it took Abby to figure out mnemonic devices. But how do you how did you remember that?
That's amazing.
I still stand by my statement, but fine. Take it out of context.
Well, yeah, maybe we can get some rest. Is there a way to just rest right there in the on
did
the bridge?
Did we ever find a manual or anything?
No.
Can we look?
Will's like, can we look?
Can we please?
Just with his arms crossed.
Look
well,
for
maybe,
manual.
Maybe we can reconcile these two sets of memories here, because maybe could Bathwack be looking for a manual on mercy?
Bathwack's leaving.
Oh gosh, poor Bathwack.
He's on a jet ski.
That's he's rough.
He's leaving.
Bathwack
on
has
a jet
better
ski.
Ethics
he,
yeah, than
no, he
to
walks
t-
out the door and
ski.
He flies straight up.
Oh, he's gonna get lost,
especially when he's emotional.
Okay, so we have to, who's looking? Maybe Shimi's looking for a manual.
Will also looks.
Oh,
can
gosh,
we please
I didn't
freaking
find
look?
One.
Investigation. Holy moly. I can't believe I have to roll a million times in a row. This is 17 investigation for 17. A manual or instruction. All
right, you don't find a manual, but you think you could probably figure it out.
Oh, Will thinks he could just
simple
figure out how
that
to steal the...
Yeah.
So I'm looking and I'm like, okay...
Yeah,
and then I
there's
try
like
to look
a couple like levers
wheel.
And things. You're
oh,
like, oh,
really?
This makes sense. Yeah, I think I could do this.
Oh my God. Will feels really proud of himself. And he looks at Roscoe like Roscoe's just going to throw this boat away. And Roscoe there's... probably isn't even in the room anymore.
No, Roscoe.
He flew straight down.
There's a depth meter. And it just has like 5 penciled on it. It's just written depth. And then
it's like a Lego brick, interactive
yes.
thing where it's
yeah.
just like different things printed.
Yep.
Roscoe's still just standing at the wheel. So whatever investigating of like you trying to figure out if you could control it, you've been
yep.
having to do it
around
Roscoe. Roscoe can't sleep, but definitely like he is like kind of whatever sleep you can muster. Mm-hmm. Mustard mm-hmm. while standing at a helm. He's doing that. He's like his eyes are half open and he's kind of like leaning against the helm and he's getting rest.
Yeah.
But he's like very firm. Like if you tried to like push him, you wouldn't be able to. Probably.
It's rock hard.
Wow. excuse me.
So yeah, you all get the benefit of a short rest, sure.
Oh, okay.
Short?
Oh gosh, that's it.
So what
we
do
roll
for
hit
a short?
Dice. I roll.
Can.
I'm gonna roll a hit die. And I'm gonna roll another.
Yeah, if on your sheet you click,
but
hit
like
dice.
Bathwack is flying, by the way.
I know.
So like he's
it's,
not.
This is not.
But I'm
all
more.
In...
Well, like Will would also remember. Will is not going to just let Bathwack go away either.
That,
I think
fine.
If he realizes Bathwack is gone for longer than that,
you're role playing, but you can get the benefit of a short rest.
A short rest doesn't.
Why
give
does
me
it
anything.
Say I have? It says I have no hit dice. Is that possible?
Probably not, but I've... also maybe.
Oh well, I'm just going to be.
You probably have 12.
It's yeah. At the top, it says total 12, but then
it
says 0.
It, right? Here, look at it again.
Oh my gosh! It says 12 now.
See, Abby, you're so tired you can't even read a 12.
Amazing.
All right. So Roscoe staring mm-hmm. out at the light, and Rafina sitting on the floor. Will, you seem to be interested in Bathwack. Or KT
well,
did
it's
anyway.
It's more that like if he realizes that Bathwack's just gone.
Yeah.
He wants to make sure he's still okay. Like, this has been
okay.
a stressful...
Yeah, you saw him leave. You've been trying to keep an eye on everybody after everything
yes.
that just happened. So you saw him go out and up.
Rectilinear.
Okay, well, once I see how firm Roscoe is against the helm, I guess I don't have anything else to do
Roscoe's
here.
Roscoe's fucking this house.
So I walk out, I guess.
Okay.
Is Rafina okay? Is she's just laying on the floor or looking at the light or
She's lying on the floor resting, crabbily.
Oh wow, this is rough. We're more divided now after these assassins attacked us.
I know.
I don't think we're not divided. The thing is, we all have a lot to process. We just don't have space. Well, we need space to do that work, and right now we can't really lean on each other because we're all damaged.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
It's sad.
Yeah, I would definitely be looking for him if I can, but I can't see him probably because it's dark.
Yeah, you don't have dark vision.
Did you need to wake me up?
Reveal the mystery of where Bathwack is.
Maybe I should. Yeah.
You want to wake me up and ask me to yell again?
Well, Will doesn't know.
No, Will would not be like loudly.
Unless you're right out there.
Will does not want to make it obvious that he's looking for Bathwack. Bathwack? I'm looking for Bathwack.
No. Since this is kind of fun hide and seek, I'll whisper to the DM where Bathwack is.
What Will will do is go to his room and put on the stupid boots. Okay. I say stupid boots because he's like not sure if he, and he's very, before he like tries to fly in them, he like clicks them together and is really inspecting them and then tries them. Sees
they
if
work.
He can, all right.
Adam, make that motorcycle noise again.
There, you know.
Oh, I'm stalled. Oh, no.
Oh, Adam. Adam, your internet froze. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Do you have a stroke? Happened? Tyler!
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just
all right. So what are you doing?
I have the boots of flying. I don't want to like run into him or anything. And like I also barely
putting your hands out in front of you like you're walking in a house at night.
I realize then flying. That he does have the stupid cloak that annoys me all the time. So then I'm like, and I put double middle fingers up in the air like this.
From where are you?
I came out of my room. So wherever I'm on the top deck.
So you're on the deck. You're still standing.
Yeah. And I'm just doing this. Up in the sky.
Okay.
See if he reacts.
You hear or see no reaction.
You suck, is what I say.
Didn't you have that lit up beacon thingy that lit up life preserver?
I threw it into the water.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, it wasn't on a rope. It wasn't like on a tether that you could pull it back. Isn't that what life preservers are? Like, you can't just. I guess you could, but then you're just like, bye, have fun, after you throw it to
float.
I guess it preserves life.
It does.
For now. Yeah. Right?
It's actually a lifesaver. It's melted.
It's melted, right? It's really sticky.
So you shout, you suck.
You didn't say you suck, Bathwack. You just said you suck, right?
You put the boots on, you flipped off the sky, you said you suck, and you went back in
I'm
your
just
room.
Trying to see if he reacts at all. He never reacts to anything, so I don't know. Like, Will
you
is...
say you suck to things all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It is true.
Is Bernard out there? Where's Bernard?
Bernard's with you. Okay. He's been quiet.
Oh, okay. Before I go in my room, I will look at Bernard and send him a message. Can I send a dog a message?
Yeah.
And I'll just be like, can you smell his gross ass that he had to wash earlier tonight? But he washed it in the river, so he's at least got to smell like the fucking river. That's going to be confusing.
Yeah, a lot of things
And then the message
smell
gets
like
cut off because I don't have enough room.
Fucking. That's the last word. Listeners, tell us if that was 25 words and what the last word was. It'll be in the wiki.
I always go over.
Yeah, that's a little confusing. I think I smell him. I don't think he's far. I think he's close. He probably heard you. Did he know you were talking about him?
I hope so. Are you sending secret messages?
Mm-hmm.
Will, are you looking for me?
You hear
that? Hear from the top of the boat.
Oh my god, he's just on top of the boat.
Wait, like at the top of the
the roof.
Thing? Oh, there's not like a crow's nest?
No.
Yeah, it's
there's
a
no
boat.
Mast.
Okay.
There's a literal crow's nest.
Johnny Depp's up there.
Yeah. What is it you want from me?
He says, are you looking for me? And Will just says, why would I be looking for you?
But it's yes, he was looking for you, says Bernard.
Bernard, you're a dog. Stop talking.
You hear scooching noises, and then I look over the side.
What the hell was that? That was some kind of monster. I was right.
Yeah. It's like a scooching noise.
Oh, for open.
Across the top of the houseboat.
I'm wearing my cinder block pants.
Uh-huh.
Why are you moping on top of the boat?
I'm just resting, looking at the stars.
Okay, weirdo.
It's called
boping.
Don't boping.
Fly anywhere right. Crazy.
I'm already back. I've already gone back.
He just, oh, okay.
Oh, tuck this.
There's another scooch. Scooch, scooch.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Yep.
I hate that I gave you these boots. And now all of a sudden we got attacked by assassins because now I feel like you're going to be flying all over the fucking place and getting yourself in all kinds of trouble. And Rafina can't fly, remember, so she can't save you. And who the hell knows what's going on with that other guy?
Wait, is Will actually saying all this out loud?
Yes, he's saying it. Luckily, he doesn't have to look at you. So he kind of feels like he's talking into the night air.
It's like a confessional.
Yeah.
A dashboard confessional.
I won't fly that far away.
Yay! My air's on, so just let me give you another yay for the dashboard confessional mention. So you have to remember to put this in, Canty. Yay!
I can't remember. Wait, did he say something last? Did I? What did he say? Oh, I won't fly far.
He won't go that far.
Just be careful. And then I'm going to go back to where Rafina is and look at her on the floor or wherever mm-hmm. she is. She's on the floor?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And you notice then that also Roscoe is now staring directly at you through like half open eyes. Yeah, it's kind of horrifying. He's completely still, but he's in a different position than he was before. Like he's leaning differently.
Yeah, that's
scary. And
he's
staring directly at you.
Like, Will definitely starts. Like, are you alive? Are you alive?
Medicine check.
Medicine check.
He certainly doesn't respond, so uh-oh. You can do a medicine check.
I think Roscoe's dead.
Three. He might be.
Oh, my God. Fuck. I go over and I shove him like this.
He is hard.
He's...
Oh my god, rigor mortis already.
Oh, what if we just casually decide as a group right now that Roscoe's dead?
He's dead. He died of old age.
Just as like a bit.
Oh
like
my
just
god.
As a bit. Like he survived this epic battle and the next session, like, yeah, what if he's dead? Like that's okay. Right?
The session ends with Ricardo Odysseus gasping as he pulls himself back up out of the boat.
I guess we need
I'm not quite dead.
No, you poke him and he's very hard and he's like ow.
Oh, is that Rafina?
Maybe.
What? Wait, who?
He said, was that Rafina? Abby said, was that Rafina?
Did I sound like Rafina?
A little bit.
I thought, yeah.
All right, let me give you another take. I'm Rascal LaFleur. Ow!
Better.
Ow. That wasn't that hard. Ow? Really? Okay.
Well, you're not supposed to poke people while they're trying to rest.
Why are you resting upright?
Well, because it's only a short rest, so I don't have time to lie down.
You must know something I don't.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But have you seen a guy do this with his eyelids?
And he does something weird with his eyelids. I'm not sure what exactly it is, but they've been kind of like half closed. There's been something very uncanny about his eyes as he's been resting. And then they kind of like... spin up Like they curl up.
Like a cartoon in the old, yeah. Like where they had the curtain pull and went.
Like blinds?
Oh yeah, like blinds.
I forgot that I'd seen that in a cartoon before. I thought I was coming up with it myself. I thought I was coming up with a very novel image. It's like, oh, how about this, guys? No, no, no. He runs off the cliff, but for a moment there, he's like flowing.
But he does a weird thing with his eyelids. Okay.
Now he's like fully conscious. I mean, he wasn't asleep because he can't really sleep. Mm-hmm. Has he ever been able to sleep, Eric?
Not in a while.
It's been a while. He probably has slept before.
You mean he doesn't remember, or you're talking about
like? It's been a while.
Okay.
What time is it now? Are we on to the next part of time?
We're still in this time,
says Will, taking that incredibly seriously. We are still in the same time.
Get a judge on the time, and you look outside. It's still very dark, but the light on the horizon has brightened. But it doesn't, at this point, you're pretty sure it's not the sun. There are these two beams of light shooting up into the sky that look eerily like rabbit ears.
And you both
notice this at the same time, and we're gonna determine. Maybe Bathwack even sees it too from up on top of the roof of the boat, and we're gonna find out exactly what everyone's reaction is to that next time. I put my dice.
But wait, what does Rafina see?
Wait, that's the end. No, she's on the ground. She's laying down in the helm room. She's left out. She doesn't see it. Physics.
I'm dead.
Bathwack
maybe sees it, or that he does see
it? Yeah, he sees it.
Sees it? Okay,
I just had that idea as I was saying it.
Okay. Rabbit I'm just trying ears. To write down who sees it so we know what the heck's going on.
Yeah, you're doing next recap, KT, so I hope you took good notes.
Oh my god, I didn't, but I will try to remember things. I was talking a lot tonight, so that's always the worst for taking notes.
Note-taking, yeah. Well, you should try some mnemonics, like the letter Y.
Oh my gosh.
Do I have any other mnemonics on my soundboard? D is dramatic. That's this. G is goat.
Why not G for gopher?
No, that's G for goat.
Oh my gosh.
And that's the dramatic gopher or whatever.
And isn't that dramatic music associated with the honey badger, not the gopher?
No.
No, it's definitely a gopher.
No,
honey the honey badger.
I'm getting all my memes mixed up.
Yeah, the early 2000s memes. H is mouth harp. K is KT mystical.
I love that.
I think those are the only mnemonic ones. Little insight, little peek behind the curtain.
That was quite the session.
Yeah, truly. Oh, I have to tell you something. My sister-in-law has been listening, which is so cute. And she wrote to me and she's like, I really need to know what everybody actually looks like because I want to know if they match the picture in my head.
We don't.
We will not, no.
So
we can't share those pictures because...
this is not sharing on... We're not going to release this!
Abby's sister-in-law cannot see what you look like.
Oh, that's... Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, right, that's
but
a person in my life.
That's your sister! Your
She's never
sister.
Seen him. He wears a tragedy mask every
that's
time.
Exactly
she's
why
around.
I raised this concern.
Anyway,
that's the whole reason for all the secrecy in the first place.
So I showed her a picture, and she's like, "Oh my gosh! I thought KT had short, curly, dark hair, and this is my favorite one: that Eric had long, blonde hair." I was like, that's hilarious. Amazing. I can't wait till you hear Adam and tell me what Adam sounds like. Anyway, I had to share.
You should show her a picture of me as Garth from Halloween.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's, yeah, mm-hmm. Suits ya.
Should show her what I actually look like.
Nah.
Hey, Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.